Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code WEALTH. That's monarch.com, promo code WEALTH.
And now, for a moment of clarity. The following is from MSNBC's The Weekend, which aired Saturday, June 22nd.
As a lifelong follower and participant in Heritage, having spoken at various times there in the roles that I've played in the party, I see this as a dramatic shift away from those Reagan-esque principles when you have someone like Trump who has advocated some of the things he has. But before we get to that, I want to get to the nub of this, because you can't really do anything until you remove what has been identified as the problem, and that is 50,000 federal employees. Axios quoted, quote, the massive headhunting quest aims to recruit 20,000 people to serve in the next administration as a down payment on 4,000 presidential appointments plus potential replacements for as many as 50,000 federal workers who are policy adjacent, as Trumpers put it. Policy adjacent to what? I mean, you're talking about people who've been in federal government. My daddy was a federal government employee, so I would be really appalled thinking that he could be on someone's chopping block because they think he is part of some deep state effort. Talk to us about what that looks like. If Heritage is calling for removing 50,000 federal employees, who are you replacing them with?
The number,
and where do they come from? I mean, even if it's not 50,000, if it's 10,000, if it's 2,000, where are they coming from, and who are you replacing them with? Because I suspect a lot of those people you're talking about have been in the federal service for a long time and have served not just Republican administrations, but also Democratic administrations, et cetera.
They have. And 95% of them who give political contributions give them to the Democratic Party.
You're going to fire someone because they wrote a check to a Democratic candidate?
No, we're going to fire someone, and the number needs to be more than 50,000, considering that there are more than 2 million federal employees, because over the last century, the radical left has seen the administrative state as the fourth branch of government. They're unelected bureaucrats, nothing mm-hmm. against your dad, obviously, right. a human being. You know that about right. me and Heritage. Right. But ultimately, we have to devolve power from the imperial
but
city of Washington back to the people.
Because he wrote a check to a Democratic candidate without any appreciation or understanding where his political allegiance
we will dramatically
are.
Reform
that
agencies
matter?
That take
if
rights
doing
away
their
from
job,
people.
Why does that matter?
They're doing their job about a mission that's misaligned. For example, the U.S. Department of Education. Thankfully, President Trump deserves credit for saying that he wants to end the Department of Education. That means that employees in that agency, even if they've been serving that mission with great competence, will have to go look for another job. What's more important than that, Michael, is that we actually have a delivery mechanism for education in this country that reflects the 21st century. So at Heritage, we see this a very different way. You want to look at it from the lens of unelected bureaucrats, most of whom, not your dad, yeah. I guess, who want to say that they are more important than the everyday American. We want to look at it from the standpoint of the everyday American and say it's time that they are put in the driver's seat rather than unelected bureaucrats.
Yeah, but they aren't going to be in the driver's seat because they aren't going to be doing the jobs. The folks you're identifying who are Trump aligned are the ones who are going to be coming
You are positing that those people are incompetent. And I can tell you from looking at the resumes of the 11,000 that they're very well qualified.
As much as you're thinking I'm positing these people are incompetent, you're positing that they're somehow executing a nefarious agenda.
Some of them are. Why does the Environmental Protection Agency have three?
Catch Michael Steele on The Weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on MSNBC.